Recently, I've been getting a lot of questions from people asking me, hey Neil, what's your goal? I see you on YouTube. I see you disrupting the SEO industry with this tool called Ubersuggest. What's your plan? There must be some alternative motive. So I thought I would create a video and answer all of these questions. Hey everyone, I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm gonna discuss why I decided to disrupt the SEO industry and my plans for 2020. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel, and if you're on YouTube, click the alert notification. That way, whenever I go live, you'll get notified. I have a question for you. How many of you feel that SEO is hard? Like, you've just done a ton of stuff, you're not getting rankings, you're paying for all this stuff, and no matter what you do, you just can't get results. I've been there. I started out my career trying to get my own site rankings, and I tried paying an ad agency to get results and they didn't provide results for me. Eventually I created my own ad agency. I have one called Neil Patel Digital where we help companies like yours get more traffic and rankings. But here's the thing, I didn't decide to disrupt the SEO industry to make money. I really feel that the players in the space, although they're smart and amazing and they have amazing products and services, there hasn't been much innovation. It has nothing to do with the competitors, there just hasn't been much innovation. Think of it this way, technology has gone so far, why aren't we using machine learning and artificial intelligence to make the SEO industry better? I'll give you an example. I met a guy named Ryan Gravis. Ryan Gravis used to be the ex-CEO of Uber. I met him when he was first starting it, he came to Seattle, we were chatting a bit. I don't know Ryan well at all, I'm not trying to claim that. And Ryan had this service that would get you a black town car really quick. Eventually Uber released Uber Eats and all these new things. And now Uber's even trying to make it where, hey, you sit in a car, a flying car, and we'll take you to point A to point B. They're making you eventually be able to go from point A to point A, B through a drone. Heck, they're even making it where you can sit in a car without a driver, it gets you to point A to point B. SEO's been around longer than Uber's been around. But why is it that we're still doing links manually, we're still writing content, and we're doing all this stuff? Why can't we use machine learning? Why can't we use artificial intelligence? See, my plan with Ubersuggest and all the tools out there that I'm doing is, why can't you put a simple JavaScript on your site? Because Google can pick up JavaScript and they can pick up changes to your code through JavaScript. So here's what I mean. I can have you put a JavaScript on your site and I can make changes to your HTML code with you or for you with your approval. I don't need FTP access or any of that. In other words, through a JavaScript like Google Analytics that I put on your site, I can adjust your HTML, still make your site load fast, and change your site to be SEO compatible and make you rank higher. Why can't I read your Search Console data with your approval, figure out what pages need keyword adjustments, need title tag improvements, and automatically give you 5 suggestions, you click the one you want, or even if you approve, automatically do it for you, run split tests, rank you higher. Why can't I figure out who's linking to your competitors, figure out an email template to send them out based on similar content that you have, with your approval, email all of them or hit them up through their web forms in an automated way and ask them to link to you? Why can't I see who you link out to your blog posts and hit them up automatically and ask them to share your content? Why can't a lot of this stuff be automated? And in 2020, that is my goal, is to automate SEO. It's not gonna be easy. I don't know how far I will get, but that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not just doing this because I believe, hey, we shouldn't have to pay for reports and basic information that everyone's charging for. I'm doing this because I believe there hasn't been enough innovation in the industry and I'm looking to change that. Some people will like it, some people will hate it, some people say I can't do this. Eh, I'll try. If it works, great, hopefully I'll benefit. If it doesn't, at least I tried and I didn't give up. So if you want to know more, leave a comment below with any questions you have. I'll be upfront, I'll answer it, and hopefully you get your answers on why I'm trying to disrupt this industry, at least when it comes to Ubersuggest and what I'm trying to do. And I don't just think the SEO industry is heading that way. I think most of marketing is heading that way, in which things could be automated. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed this video. Like it, share it, tell other people about it. Thank you for watching.